Good morning. I am Denise Stevens. I'm the vice chair for the Real Estate Appraiser Commission. Chair Beathen is traveling, so I will be facilitating this meeting. I am reading my notes, so bear with me. It is now 10:02 a.m. on Thursday, July 24th, 2025, and I will be calling this meeting to order. The meeting is open to the public. We will take time at the end of the meeting for a brief public comment period. Participants will have no more than 3 minutes to address the commission. As a reminder, commissioners are not to engage in conversation during public comments. As a courtesy, I'd ask that all participants keep themselves on mute to reduce any background noises. When a commissioner would like to comment on a topic, please use raise hand feature in Teams. Once I have called on you, unmute yourself and state your name before sharing your comments. Please remember to mute yourself again after finished speaking. Thank you. We'll do roll call now.
Thank you. I will start with you, Vice Chair Stevens.
I'm here.
Commissioner Potter.
Present.
Commissioner Sedor.
Present.
Commissioner Sporn. Commissioner Sporn. And Chair Beathen and Commissioner Moore have excused absences. At this time, we do not have a quorum. So until Commissioner Sporn is able to log in, we will not be able to take any action during this meeting, and it will be for information only. In addition to no actions, such as voting or approving the agenda or the minutes, we cannot have in-depth discussions either. If you would like to continue, we can go ahead and move on to agenda item 6, old business.
Back to work, so.
Back to you, Vice Chair.
Old business. Program updates would be Mr. Dutra.
I'll take that. Okay. Right now, we are currently processing all of the end of the biennium data, and we do not have any updates to report this time. Since this is an ongoing agenda item, it will remain on the agenda for the October meeting, and we will have a report out at that time.
New business, we didn't have any reports. The subcommittee for the education, that would be me, since I'm the only one on the committee. We are opening it up for anybody that would be interested in applying for it on the commissioners to help with the education committee. So if you're interested, please let me know. We had 3 speakers that were going to speak on the education committee. I can't tell whether they're here or not. Sandy, do you know if Peter Fontana is on?
I don't see them logged in. Mr. Fontana, okay. are you logged on and available?
There was Peter Fontana and Kevin Hayes from IAO. Nope.
No, I don't see them either.
All right. I don't know what happened because I just talked to him yesterday and they confirmed that they would be here for the education committee. So we'll move on. Maybe they are tied up.
We can add them to the October agenda.
That would be great. Thank you, Sandy. The Middle Housing Subcommittee. The Middle Housing Subcommittee meets on an as-needed basis, and has not met since the last committee meeting. ACOW has done a great job at advocating for the industry regarding the topic. We would like to thank ACOW and suspend the subcommittee and maybe look back at it for 2026. That's something we have to vote on, and since we cannot vote on it, we will move that one to October also.
Sounds good. I see that Commissioner Sedor has his hand up.
Yes, I thought that in our last meeting we had taken action to go ahead and no longer have this committee.
We did not take action. It was something that we had discussed at the last minute or at the last meeting and wanted to bring up at this meeting for action.
Okay, so, thank you.
So we will move the action item, which is the actual voting, to our October meeting.
Thank you. Ms. Bauer reports?
Yep. So the licensing and complaint data was provided in the packet. And as you know, we will be moving to an annual report on this data starting in 2026. Now, I'll go ahead and move on to the Board's Commission and Outreach report. The housing market report has been the link has been included in your packets. I would really encourage you to go to that link just to see all of the information that the Washington Center for Real Estate Research has compiled. They have census data, housing market data, and reports even about housing, rentals, and sales.
Thank you.
Oh, it's still me.
Yeah,
so we can move on to the master action item list. So the recruitment to fill the vacant seat is still open. We are still asking for applications to be submitted to us. We're really excited about this. So if anyone is interested in serving on the appraiser commission, please get your application into us and we'll schedule some time to have a discussion with you. At the last meeting, we had an action item asked of us to give a legislative update. And again, we're still compiling that data and we will be reporting on that at our next meeting.
Thank you. So I believe now we're going to open up for public comment.
I did just get a message from our legal unit, and I don't think we can take public comments without a quorum because we can't decide. We can't decide what to do with those comments without a quorum.
So if anyone
this member of the public had joined this meeting to give a public comment, please email that to the board's inbox. This is the address right here. Please email the board's inbox so that I can document it and I will read it out loud at our next meeting. Commissioner Sedor.
So we cannot even hear comments even if we don't take any action on anything?
I don't believe so. Since we don't have a quorum, this is just an information-only meeting.
Well, public comments can be informational.
I really want to stick... Oh, go ahead.
Cindy, I can help out with that. Hi, Commissioner Sedor. My name is Sydney. I'm a program specialist with the board support team with Sandy. So because we don't have a quorum, it's one of those in the Open Public Meetings Act we really can only provide one-way information. And so even taking public comment, it falls outside the law of a meeting in this case. So I'm very sorry. And that's very, it's one of the, we hate not being able to meet our quorum because it does impact the public as well. However, we have to stay within the law.
Okay, great. I appreciate it. Thank you.
No problem.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Muley. I appreciate that. So again, if any members of the public are here to make a comment, please, please email that comment in 500 words or less to the DOL boards at dol.wa.gov. Please email them to that address. I will document them and I will read them out loud at our next meeting. Thank you.
So then we would go on to announcements, but can we even do that?
Announcements are one-way information. The department and staff do not have any announcements at this time.
Okay. And request for future agenda items, we don't have any at this time either?
Correct. But in review of the action items, because this was an information-only meeting, we did not have a quorum, all of our action items will be moved to the October meeting. That means okay. Approval of minutes for both meetings. So we will provide minutes for this meeting. And any action items the subcommittees were going to request, that will be moved to our next meeting as well.
Okay.
Commissioner Sedor.
I looked at my calendar and realized that I am giving a seminar on our October meeting date, so I will not be available for the October meeting.
Thank you for letting us know that.
I guess we'll adjourn the meeting because that's what's next on our list.
Fastest meeting ever.
Sorry. Wow. Okay. It is now 10:15 a.m. on June 24th, 2025, and this meeting is adjourned. Our next meeting will be via Teams on October 16th at 2025 at 10 a.m.
Thank you so much for your attendance, everyone.
All right. Have a good day and a good weekend.